There is a tug of war between tea farmers on the planned directors' elections, with each reading different scripts depending on their affiliation with the directors. The small-scale tea growers have joined a crusade calling on the former directors to stop agitating for elections, before they withdraw the court cases they lodged to block the implementation of the reforms. The growers from four tea factories in KTDA Zone 3 pleaded with the former directors to swallow their pride and withdrew the civil suits from courts for the interest of the sector. Led by Wambugu Gichinji and Julius Maria, and Johnson Maina from Kanyenya Ini, Kiru and Githambo tea factories respectively, speaking at Kahatia Market, the small-scale growers said the former directors should not be allowed to participate in the forthcoming tea elections, for allegedly blocking the reforms. They said the tea farmers have confidence in the leadership of Enos Njeru at KTDA following increased monthly payment from Shush 21 to Shush 25 per kilogram of green leaf among other incentives that have benefited the sector. Wambugu, who chairs Mount Kenya Tea Growers Lobby Group, said the suits have frustrated reforms in the tea sector, earning the farmers billions of shillings monthly. The feeling of the farmers is that the former tea leaders should honorably withdraw the cases that are not beneficial to the farmers, said Wambugu. They said the reforms agenda failed to actualize based on the enmity and infightings at the Kenya Tea Development Agency, KTDA, Holdings Limited between the current and former directors. Maina called on the stakeholders, the farmers are ready to reject them at the ballot as they have been working for the downfall of the sector. There are more than 10 suits before court that were instituted to block the ouster of former directors and implementation of tea regulations, said Maina. Maria said the suits lodged by the former directors have milked the tea growers dry at a tune of shush 48 millions. Maria said the matters pertaining to tea are deliberated in farmers' meetings where the directors seek mandate. The reforms were initiated to benefit the farmers who over the years were earning peanuts, said Maria. But Charles Kamur, a former director, accused a section of the leaders for misleading the growers on issues pertaining to the sector. Kamur, a former chairman at Njunu Tea Factory, said the misinformation is a ploy by the directors to continue holding positions. There is a lot of misinformation being peddled for a few to remain in positions, while the sector, if not managed effectively, will come down, said Kamur.